tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's October 2nd, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. As we discussed yesterday, we are on day two of the EV apocalypse. That is the supposed downfall of EV sales in the United States following the repeal of the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. That doesn't really seem to be playing out the way a lot of people thought it would. And we'll get to that in just a moment. That's because we want to talk about today's episode being brought to you by Climate Exchange. They're a nonpartisan nonprofit working to help pass effective, equitable climate policies, which are critical in accelerating the transition to a zero emission economy. The nonprofit recently kicked off its 10th annual EV raffle, with participants having multiple opportunities to win their dream EV. This time around, Climate Exchange is shaking things up with not one, but two raffles. The first is the luxury raffle, which Climate Exchange has conducted for the last decade. The grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market, fully customized up to $120,000. But new this year, the grand prize winner can also choose two EVs totaling up to $120,000. And also new for this year's event is the mini raffle, in which a grand prize winner can choose any EV on the market priced at up to $45,000. Luxury raffle tickets are $250 each, and only 5,000 will be sold, while mini raffle tickets are 100 each, with Climate Exchange only selling 3,500 of those tickets, making your chances of winning higher than some other raffles. And better yet, if you purchase a ticket by October 30th, 2025, you'll be automatically entered into their bonus early bird drawing of $10,000 on October 31st. The grand prize drawings will take place on December 12th, but we recommend getting those early bird raffle tickets now to give yourself the most chances to win. Visit carbonraffle.org/electrek to learn more. We will have those notes in the show notes at electrek.co, and of course, in the YouTube video as well. Now, we will also be reminding you of the fact that Climate Exchange is sponsoring this program on the YouTube channel by putting these sample drawing tickets in the corner throughout the episode. Now, as we discussed a little bit yesterday, the EV tax credit is gone, but the EV deals are remaining strong, with Ford, GM, and others stepping up in a big way to keep the good times rolling for EV dealers with $7,500 tax credits or discounts of their own. And now we are in day two of this brave new electric world, and we're talking about even more deals, new deals that are coming up faster than we can write about them. In fact, BMW keeps the good times going with $7,500 off MSRP on all its EVs. They're calling this a $7,500 purchase credit, but it is across the board. And this is actually more egalitarian than the federal tax credit was, because a lot of these cars had sticker prices well over that $80,000 limit. A lot of BMW buyers have incomes higher than $150,000. So this might actually increase participation now that the federal tax credit is gone. Peter Johnson, of course, writes that Jeep vehicles still qualify for the $7,500 EV tax credit. That is because Stellantis is stepping in and offering that same discount. Now, even though that is good news for Stellantis dealers, that does not mean that everything is going swimmingly in the world of EVs. They have apparently canceled plans for a new range-topping electric Dodge Charger, the Charger Daytona SRT Banshee EV, which promised to be the fastest Dodge muscle car ever, is not going to make it to production. So that's dead before we ever got a chance to drive it. Moving on from Stellantis into the world of Tesla, Tesla announced 497,000 EV deliveries in Q3. That obviously beats expectations and goes 50,000 units into that inventory that they had built up over the last several quarters. Tesla releases its energy storage deployment now as well. That includes Powerwalls and Megapacks with its quarterly delivery results. Today, the company confirmed that it deployed 12.5 gigawatt hours of energy storage capacity during the last quarter. In comparison, Tesla had deployed 6.9 gigawatt hours in Q3 of 2024. Fred's take on all this, Electrek's take on all this, as expected, this is a good performance from Tesla, mostly driven by demand in the U.S. due to the end of the federal tax credit. Now, following that good news, an investor group is still calling to vote down Elon Musk's $1 trillion pay package and replace members of the Tesla board. an investor group representing several large public pension funds, has sent a letter urging Tesla shareholders to vote down Tesla CEO Musk's $1 trillion pay package and replace all the board members that are up for re-election, detailing its concerns about Tesla's corporate governance and risk to long-term shareholder value. In a letter to Tesla investors today detailing the problems it has with Tesla's corporate governance, the group recommended that shareholders vote against the re-election of Ira Frenes, Joe Gebbia, and Kathleen Wilson-Thompson, and vote against proposals 3 and 4, which are both related to the $1 trillion award for Musk. The letter is signed by the SOC Investment Group, Friends Fiduciary Corporation, Share, several state treasurers, and the New York State Comptroller, American Federation of Teachers, AFA Forkasring, a Swedish insurance group. I'm sure I butchered that. These entities, for the most part, hold long-term funds for retirement and the like, which are interested in stable corporate performance rather than volatility. The letter points out that Tesla's declining performance over the last few years, along with dropping sales and profits and high stock volatility. It says the company is losing ground on EVs compared to competitors, which have rapidly brought new models to market while Tesla has not. It points out that even in the areas where Musk claims Tesla will be a leader, robotics and driverless taxis, it has not shown that it has a lead over its competitors. The group blames poor performance on a captured board. It points out that companies with independent boards perform better and that Tesla's board has deep personal ties to Musk and thus cannot challenge him when he takes detrimental actions for the company. Two board members are current or former Tesla executives, four are direct family or friends of the CEO, and four have been tenured for more than 10 years on the board. In discussing other specifics, the letter says Proposal 3 creates a pool of shares to be given to Musk and other employees was only made necessary by the board's improper award of stock to Musk in the $26 billion pay package. Further, combining proposals to create a pool of shares for Musk and employees disallows shareholders from voting for the employee pool independent of the Musk pool. It takes issue with the way that these shares are offered to Musk, which could have tax costs for Tesla shareholders, and suggests that if Musk wants more control, he should just buy shares, which in fairness, he recently did. On Proposal 4, the $1 trillion stock incentive, the letter states that the unprecedented nature of the payday is not matched by similarly unprecedented targets. It states that the performance targets are vague and undemanding, and subject to significant discretion by what we believe is a non-independent board. It goes over each of the widely reported performance targets relating to vehicle sales, FSD subscriptions, delivery of bots, and operation of robo-taxis, and describes how each of those targets could be weaseled out of in the way they are worded, and says that it lacks confidence the board will demand real achievement of any of those targets. Even if other targets related to Tesla's market cap are met, the letter points out that granting so much stock to Musk would dilute other shareholders and that Tesla's high volatility means large price swings might result in equity awards for Musk, which do not result from stable increases in shareholder value. That's all we've got for today. Be sure to head down to the comments. Let us know what you think of Elon's $1 trillion pay package, how you think this EV apocalypse is unfolding, who you think the winners and losers are going to be. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss that one.